with the shinoi, or do we mean only to be matir a the rabbanon with the shinoi? A major difference. We're discussing a case of a kol shein bo sakana.
Back and forth, back and forth. I'd like to share with you the words of Rabbeinu Chananel, which you can all see. Rabbosai, open up to your Shas Bavli. If you all have the Shas Bavli, Sadiheim and Aleph, Rabbeinu Chananel. The Ramban here quotes Rabbeinu Chananel. Third wide line at the bottom, in my edition anyway. I'm not sure everyone else has. Most of you have this edition, I believe. It's a little bold. Umid mefarsh yalim adrab alezer. Omer cholim mishem mefarg mechav mishem bor begav mishem bonah shmai min asugat the hod shmai the kav alezer. Yesh mishem cholim gam alzeh. Yesh merabonah the bedakti the armiki cholim mechav mishem begav and bekidro was divrei akoli. We discussed this a long time ago. They bring a rye from Subis. Well, we should saw a few times. Okay. No, Shamina, the is lay high svar, the call of us, the Mishnah Mefarik, El Aliba, the Rabbi Eliezer. You only find this idea that a call of Mishnah Mefarik, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Could be he means that according to Rabbanan, it's Heta Gomer. That was the plain issue with the Tosis. Rabbi Mirena, Slovhit, El Yonik, Michlal, Shacholim, Osir. So Perik Keres and also Pikachas are sick with a young Mefrakalach Yadu. Shabbos is still going to Rabbanan. Don't if not, okay. When it comes to a Chola, they make it. Sounds from the Rabbeinu Chananel as it here. They said the Raisa and they make it for Chola Kalach Yadu. The Ramban quotes it. The Rashba is even more explicit. Read the words of the Rashba here on the Tzadiheim and Aleph. It takes a while to figure these things out. But I think at the end of the day, Alta Lubavitch Rebbe is right. These are the words of the Ramban, of the Rashba rather. Sadiheim and Aleph. The Masl Cholim, on the Maramakomus. There's all discussions. Some say Chol is not also Dvar Torah. Aye, if it's not Dvar Torah, what do you do with Ksubis? Koneach Yonik Chol of Kedak of Enachoshesh, my time of Mefar Kalacha Yad. Okay? Uvamokom Tsar, Ogazir Abonah. The Alma Chovel, Biyad, Havle Mefar Gomer, also Dvar Torah. No, before the Gemara. I said, let's try the Gemara. He said, you're right. Okay, Shloma, to the Dvarav, the Rabbi Lezer Kama. The particular opinion of Rabbi the Rajba, whether he paskins that Cholib is the right, the Cholib is the Rabbanan, is not so material right now. The principle is what counts. Im Tim Tzalomer, that Cholib is the Raisa, would there be a heter of Kalachiyad? Because it's relevant to all of the, you know, everything we're going to do. You have to write something for Cholish Shem Rosh. Can you write your left-handed? Bechule. So he says as follows. The Dvar of the Lezer Lechoma, Veloma, the Afilu the Rabbi Lezer the Mechayim, said, the Raisa, Yonek Mepiv Shari, the Mefar Kalach Yad Hava. I think nothing can be more explicit than that. Said, the Raisa, Kalach Yad is Mutter, like the Alpha Rebbe, against the Mechaba. Ula Olam, Lo Svil and Kavasei, let me Lo Svil and Kavasei. Not that we argue at this point, we argue on the other point. We happen to hold Cholim as the Rabbanan, but it doesn't matter. You know, Cholim be the Raisa, the Kalach would still work. I rest my case. For a while, I thought last night that I was totally wrong. And then I looked again, and I think I'm totally right. Me, who am I? The Lubavitcher Rebbe. I'm defending the honor of the Lubavitcher Rebbe. Okay? So at the end of the day, I think he's right. What can I say? Good. Then just to repeat what we discussed a little bit in Shir yesterday about my problem with the Ramban, we gave a possible answer. And would that suffice to answer the Rambam and the Rambam? Oh. So thanks to the Satmar Rebbe, I just had a nice long conversation with Rabbi Bina Shlita outside. Thanks to us waiting for some help, people get a ride, and he pulled up. We had a nice long talk. So he sent me his regards to the Satmar Rebbe. Okay. So Tshuvas Rebbe Avraham Ben Arambam is a very opening of the Shvitas HaShavas. So thanks, have a beautiful new edition. First page, it's called here Page Aleph. How much page Aleph? He asked a question, Kulikarka, so how can it be that there's a chiyah by Cholev? Yeah, that's the Shaila, Kashali, Shaila Yukes. Shuvah. No Kasha. Ein Roar is page base, top of column two. Ein Roar the Misha Yavin in Ava Mayana over Toldos and Lakshos. I shouldn't have asked the question in the first place. Sha told them, Ava Pishi Doma La Av, Ein Alo Av, Alo Mein Av, Ela Hefresh Esh Benayim. Mefarek Kudash, Ein Okay. Mefarek told the Dash. So they are told them. Schit La Nova Chaliv, Chaliv La Izim. It's not real Disha. Lo Zal Das Odom. Ava Shechim Mishim Mefarek. Holy Mefarek told the Dash. No kasha and this blue karka. Hadisha Shiav the Ainav the blue karka. The Farik told the dash, big blue karka, Rishalov with the karka. Isn't the bottom? Look in the Ma'ain Zakosa Ramban of Tzadihe. Exactly what we were saying yesterday. There's a footnote. In my edition, doesn't have footnotes. So it's along the same line that we were just wrestling with. It's hard to explain it precisely. You know, I'll try to be as careful as I can in trying to explain what this means, because it's really not completely clear. I had trouble understanding it initially, but maybe what it really means is as follows: that we're saying again that the Ramban has this Chiddush of the Ramban. We try to explain the Chiddush of the Ramban that way. I thought the Ramban I could explain, but I didn't quite fully understand the Rabban Avraham and the Ramban. It's the same thing. You only Chayev and the Tolda, perhaps, which is Mechusa. Right? Then you Chayev, even if it's Nakedu Lekaka, you Potter by an Av, only when it's not mechusa. And that's what the Ramban fundamentally said. Now, Rav Ram didn't really say the same thing. That's verbiage. But since the footnote says it's the same, so we'll hide behind that. Okay, just wanted to get those two points clear. These are all Shirayim from yesterday's Shia. Okay. Now we go a little further. Oh, the idea of the Shem Chodosh. Oh, the Shem Chodosh. That's something which the I discovered here in the Shavitas Shabbos, and I wanted to share with you. We pointed out that I Amarti, not my footnote, about my footnote, that what the Hilchos Shabbos, the Shabbos I read to you yesterday, was very similar. That Disha is only with this pressure. There's no pressure. It's not like threshing. You bang down, you thresh. But not. Okay, so that's found in the Psicha Tadash of the Shvisas HaShabbos in Sivkot and Dalit. This Psicha, I'll read you a little bit. I think I read it a little yesterday, but bigger print. I'll read it again. Okay, Dalit. Okay, at the very end of the Oz Dalit in the Psicha, he writes as follows. Print. Oh, next list, Pam. Bavua. Shakol Nefa Kliva Biyada Lohabi Disha. Can cause the Besev Hashem Chodosh. I'm not sure what's Hashem Chodosh. And he says as follows. Zel Das Rashi. Haiman the Obi Chilta. I think I put this Rashi in the Ramah Kamas. No, it's in the middle of nowhere. One Rashi of Ayin Dalet Amid Beis. Chayev Yud Aleph. What does he say, Chayav Yud Aleph? He says, Is that the right one? One second, is this the right one? Somewhere it says that Mafshit is only Ba'or. Somewhere there. Oh, the next one. E. Ein avshata ela ba'or. Okay? What does that mean? Peeling is avshata. It's called flaying. You flay the skin of an animal. That's the lama, that's malachas. You flay the quote skin of a fruit. or whatever else you're doing, of a grain, there's no such chiyuv. Okay? The lekel the main mafshad lekel the mekonim the ain afshata ela ba'or I dosh. So the Rashi lo dam in a dosh the dishu she kol seish umotzi mashe betocho avalocha she kol efakanim and the dishu le hefshet hefshet le biyor and ko akra lashonu l'shem chodesh. So I want to read it to you big letters page ayin dalet daf ayin dalet page ayin dalet meridik. So new print about it. Something the Rebbe. Okay, fine. So this is always new things, Rabbi said. Always new things. Good. Put this aside for the moment. Good. The Ran of Nechbat Pekaka, he understood it in that fashion. Okay.
What if the peeling involves pressure? Meaning, let's say it's a harder shell.
Oh, so let's discuss peeling. I have the Maram Karmis here. We didn't discuss peeling at all. Maybe it's the time to talk about peeling. In Lawach Shavei Masai. So peeling, the first source is Agos Mordechai, which is the last piece of the first segment. Which all, we've seen everything. Oh no, one thing we didn't see yet was Gemara Kufchav Chesam Al. You know what? Let's get to the peeling first. We don't have to go in order. Agos Mordechai is either page Pei Beis or Man Aleph in the original print, or it's page Mem Vav in the new print. Okay. In this print, it's the top of the second column, page Mem Vav. I don't know exactly where to find it in the old print right now. But we'll read it together. It starts in the middle there. That's what often happens over here. Kad mafrich hahu deshachik tuma. It's Yerushalmi. There's a small little gimbal in our print of the Big Dayesha. Okay, which is on the Ma'amar Kamos too. I'll be able to find about it. Kad mafrich bereisha chay mishum dash. Kad mafrich bekolpus or klipus probably chay mishum borin. And he goes on. Tochein lush. Here we got from dash to lush. It's right here. All right. Okay. We won't get the makam b'padish. That's not for now. So this is shalom from dash to lush. This is mamish. Like how you do shalom here. Okay. Shalom. Okay. That's what it says. So, what does all this mean? What does all this mean? So, I want to discuss what the various Rishonim say about this. I use it as a source, a piece here, which is called Kilif Yerakos, directly on target to this, which I think is relevant to everything we'll be saying going forward. Kilif Yerakos. Okay? What is the status of Kilif Yerakos? What status does it have? So, let's go slowly, okay? Slowly but surely. The source originally is Yerushalmi. And Yerushalmi is found over here in the Mordechai. The Smag says as follows. I'm reading the words of the Smag. Umahi the Yerushalmi ain less a little of Shumav of Vitzalim Lechol Yalp. Oh, open your Mishnah Brewer, please. The Shin Chav Aleph, Sif Yutes. Everyone open up. Shin Chav Aleph, Sif Yutes. The very end, the Ramah, the last line. The Machaber, the last line, I should say. Also, Liklov Shumu Vitzolel Shekolef Laniach, Avalechol Yalt Ashari. Okay? We saw in the Yisham that it's also. He's saying that it's Mutter, if it's done, Lialt. Okay, with me so far? So far, so good. The Smaga is the following lesson. Umehidi Rishami and Lesser Liklov Shumam Bibsal Nachola Alter. Hidi Rishami Lomar Bekolef Lechol Yalter. The Kachosu. Kemosha Posak Rach Lamala. We'll get to the Rach. It's on the second here, the Kloli Borer. You know this from grade school. It comes to Borer, the thing is you're the Alter and the Achazman. Fine. So what does he mean? Pashtus, he's understanding the Smat. And when you peel the Shum, right? Also, lachazman mutal the altar, sounds the Yisur of Borer. Who said so? Mogan Avram. Open up the Mogan Avram. The last Mogan Avram. It's one line. It's the Mishin Chaf Aleph. It's a one liner. Sif Katan Lamed. If you only have a Mishnah Brura, he quotes it. It's always good to see things in the original. It's always better to see things in the original. Mishtabur is in Pei Gimel. Okay, but I write it, read it from the Lamed. In the Mogan Aram. What does he say in Lamed? Mishum Borer. Two words. Mishtabur Pei Gimel. Mishum Borer. Okay? And therefore, Af Tapuchim, also look for Aniach, you can't peel an apple for later on. Wow. We'll see soon that's true or not. Mishabu Pedal, who says Tapuchim, Vergozim, Ushkeid, okay, what's the Bazet? On the bottom, Tzadi Zion, he says to look on the bottom, the footnote, he says, Mogan Avraham, Primagadim, Kosim, Tzarachim. The Klippos at Tapuchim, Rova, all the Mochim, also Kach, below Dochach. Im Kain, Afla, Niach, Eshlam, with the Shorim. Okay? Ach, the Klippi, Riven, Umerin, Eshlam, okay, what's Merin? Merin is carrots, right? What's Riven? Yiddish? But apparently, in those days anyway, people would not eat the peels of carrots. By a show of hands, who peels carrots before eating them? Raise your hand. Who eats carrots without peeling them? Raise your hand. So the Rove do peel the carrots, so he's right. Okay? But far ahead, who peels cucumbers before eating them? Raise your hand. Who does not peel it? Raise your hand. The majority do not peel the cucumber. That's very good news for the Jews. Because the Shmir Shabbat wasn't sure what the majority was. Now we're sure. A random sample, and it wasn't even close on the vote. You have to assume that the Gallup poll is off of 3 or 4%, but we have a very significant majority. We'll get to that later on. Okay, Rabosa. I think it's new. In the old days, it wasn't that way. But things can change in either direction. Okay, fine. But if you give me my Rambam, please. It's right there. Thank you. It's on the Hadros Maimonius, Rabosai. Perek Ches of Cotton Hay. Let's read together. Okay? Have a Rambam, open up. Perek Ches of Cotton Hay. Perek Ches, Sif Cotton Hay. Birushava the Kagodol. Haiman the Shokh Tu Michai Mishim Dash. Pirsha Moshe Mikutzi. That's a smag. He never mentioned the word borer at all. Huh? The Mogen Avraham says borer, but here in the source of the Gos Maimoni, the word borer is not even found. Pasha is talking about dosh. I'm talking about borer. It seems that one can argue. There's no issue of borer bekilif. You know why? There's no taruvis. We'll get to this later on. The whole fundamental principle of borer is taruvis. You borer mitoka taruvis. There's no taruvis. Hey, I have a chair, a metal chair, and I have that fancy black chair. It needs a borer. I take one of the. I want the fancy black chair. I want to take away the metal chair. There's no taruvis. So what the pashtas is. Is there a tarovus between the garlic and its peel? Gosh, it's not. The peel's on the outside. This is on the inside. You know what borer is. There are pebbles in the wheat.
Is there anything there's tarovus about fat on steak?
Fat on
steak.
That's a good question. Is that tarovus or not? We'll see. But borer as it's necessary for dush. Okay, that's the problem of borer as we go. Very good. So as we shall see later on, the Mogen Avraham must hold is a new concept. Tarovus b'mako magol. A tarovus only in one place. That sounds, to be frankly, counterintuitive. But the Mogen Avraham said it. I can't deny it. The Mogen Avraham said it's borer over here. I would have said no. That's not a tarovus. They're adjacent. They're not mixed into each other. So obviously he learns tarovus b'mako magol, and the one who ran with this and made a big deal out of it is the Chazon Ish, which we'll get to. Tarovus b'mokom ago, and the Bnei Brak Svarim will all go with that. I have an Ayel Meshulish. I have a whole sefer just about Borer, and he keeps talking over and over about Tarovus b'mokom ago, and the source is Chazon Ish, and the source is Mogen Avraham, and the source is Yerushalmi. But we see the Hagos Maimon, he doesn't say Borer, he says Dosh. Dosh! 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 No, I ask you a question. Then what did the Rishami mean? Lefiah Hagos Maimi. Kad Mavra B'Kli Pasa. Chai Meshabah. What does that mean? What do the words mean? I'll tell you what I think it means. I think it means as follows. First, we should bring in maybe you may get it for Sunday, bring in a garlic. I'm serious, I should have brought it today. Bring a garlic in from the kitchen. You can get one.
By the way, I think the Yiddish for carrot is
merit. Merit, I know, that's what I said. Merit is carrot, but what's a reven? What that means? Yiddish. My Yiddish is not good enough. I know what merit means. How many know it from Red Rosh Hashanah? Right? Merit, you have to have carrots. Shiyubus Chiyoseinu, everyone knows that. But you have to know one word in Yiddish at least. Okay? Right. If you can bring in a garlic, it'll be helpful. Okay? I think the kitchen can spare one. I'm not sure if they followed it, the Minigah Gra, to give Bachrim Shum and Erev Shabbos. I don't know if that's... But we don't go into that right now. Okay, fine. But they must have probably assumed cook with it a little bit. Fine. So what I think it means, you smash it down. That's dosh, as we said before, Shem Chodesh, that's pressure. And then the peels split apart. And you take the peels away from the meat of the garlic. That's the borer. Not that the peeling is borer. No. You take the peels out of the mess that's left, you smash it down. We'll do an experiment on Sunday. We'll smash down the garlic and see what happens. For the moment, the jury is out. Okay. Now, the Minchas Chinuch couldn't believe it. In that same piece, Dosh of Cotton Bays, there's no heter lauta by Dosh. Egle Tal said, as I told you already yesterday, there is a heter. Directly out of it, and it gives you right from the Mishnah Kuf Kav Beis. The Derek is not Maru, but not. We spoke about this early before. It's an offener, Mogan Avram, that says no. Shin Chav Sifkot and Zayin Schita. We answer no. Schita is normally done long term. You know, Rabbo said when you buy orange juice, it is Schita a long time ago. Typically, we went to this, not in the boutique eateries. The schita's done a long time before. Even you decided to do it early on the spot, doesn't help. You have to follow the majority or the derech. I'm not going to that again. Fine.
Garlic is knoble.
What is that?
Garlic.
Reuven is garlic? Knoble, I thought was garlic. So knoble and reuven is the same thing? That's what you told me. Okay, whatever it may be. We'll have to look at the Yiddish. Anyway. The Magen Avraham is in Shin Chav Sivkot and Zayin. Now, never trust anything I say. You have the first rule. Let's look it up. Shin Chav, back to Shin Chav. I thought we left Shin Chav. Well, we're back again. Sivkot and Zayin, Magen Avraham. Okay. Anywhere left, I'm going to go to Psoles. Okay. Okay, so he's asked his schita, also lischot, right? And he throws an also lischot boser, same sifkot in Mogan Avraham, same sifkot, and he says mishum borer. He says so. He thinks we discussed what's Issa. Borer. So we can suggest your bosai. That there's no difference between borer and dash. They're the same thing. Whenever there's a derech lialter and you do a lialter, it's mutter by both. And when not, it's also by both. Oh. Now the Beis Yosef, at the very end of Shin Chaf Aleph, the very end, those of the tour should look inside. The very, very end of Shin Chaf Aleph. He also quotes this Yerushalmi. Let's see how he quotes it. This Yerushalmi is the key. Slowly, Rabbi Yosef, go slow. The Yerushalmi. Here we go. Karsina Birushalmi. Perakla Gadol. Haiman de Shokik Tuma Pirish. Shekose Shumim. Kanmafik Reshe. Shemafari Rashi Ashumim. Chai Vishim Dash. Kanmavar Beklipaisa. Pirish. Shenotel Olson Menaklipus. Chai Vishim Borer. I think it's Mamshah. He pulls the peels out of the mound. That's why I understood it. Chayav Mishum Borer. Goes further than that. Goes to Smag and the Truma. Okay, but the altar is okay. That's only the achazman. Okay. Then he quotes others who say, we'll see soon. He quotes Rabbeinu Peretz. Dafka ma'at not. Avalikla of kibbutz godol yachad nire kibor evi yosser. Atel neshon Rabbeinu Yeruchim. So the Magen Avraham understood kol v'schai v'shem borer. But I thought not that way. Not the menaklibus means not that you're peeling it, you're pulling out the peels from the mound. And nirikabora means, after a big pile, gives an appearance, I must have peeled it, I must have, dushed it right then and there. If that's the case, Rabosai, maybe the smag that we have, that I read to you, also like the Hagos Maimini, as he quotes, it's a Yisir of Dush. Yisir of Dush. And he says, Lial Tumut, Lial Tumut, Kemosha Pasak Rach Lamala, either Rach's talking about Borer, he's talking about Dush, same thing. Same thing. Right. Very good. Very good. If he takes Ochel Mitok Psoles, then it's going to be Mutter, presumably Lialter. We'll get to the Klagi Borer later. But at least the Malach is Borer. Pratim to follow. Okay? Pratim to follow. Oh. There's a Shvisa says Shabbos, quotes a Smag. And he says, with the Shem Chodesh, I told you, with the Shem Chodesh, says what we read the Shem Chodesh before. And the Smag is a Lashon of Lialter. But according to the Shem Chodesh, Kolev is not Dosh at all. So what's the problem? I guess it must be Borer. If it's not Dosh, because you're peeling and that's crushing, I guess you left with Borer by default. By default. But Agos Maimni seems to say, it's Dosh, never mentions Borer. If it's Borer, I never mentioned Borer, maybe we have sometimes V'chule. The Smak was the Rishalmi. Chai V'shem Dosh was missing a V'chule. V'chule, the next sentence, is Borer. I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to say Pshat. If that's the case, we can say, there's no het of the altar by Dosh at all. But if there's a het of the altar, let's say there is Dosh Behefshet against the Shem Chodesh, but there anyway. The fact that Hagos Meir is Mechalik in Al Tachazman, he's a Borer, and you have to say Beferish. That's what we're suggesting. Possibly. Now the Rach himself probably holds, there's no way to Borer by Kilo, because that's the famous Rach on Ayandala we saw. Borer is only when it's Urav and not Mechubar, and Dosh is when it is Mechubar. So obviously it can't be any Sabor over here. According to the Shem Chodesh, the Smag has to argue with the Rach. The Smag Paskins. Like the Rach, only with respect to Borer or Lialta, the three conditions, not with respect to this. But it's the Sefer HaTrumah. Sefer HaTrumah, Rabosai, and this is found in the footnotes of the new Torahs, beautiful. Shin your test, if you have the new Torahs, you should really look, it's beautiful. In Sifkotan Lamed He. In the new Torahs. Let's read it together. Those who have it, have it. Shin Yutes Sifkot and Lamed
He. Wait, why is there any more of a patch on the Rach than a patch on the Magen Avraham? We have certain Magen Avraham also need a Tarot list for Borer. Why is it the same patch?
Yeah.
It's the
same patch. Same, basically, fundamentally the same. Listen to this. So what's it going on? The Beis Yodos going to the Sugim Masech the Beitza, which you read. Do we read Beitza yet together? No. We'll have to get to Beitza. Well, it's very, very important, but not for this moment. Koshali. No, that's the first part. Ayla goes, my money is per chesol say. Quotes the Rishalmi. Quotes the Rashmi Kutsi, that's the smart. Quotes the Rebbein. V'chayot zil akot v'sefer atshuma simen reish chos v'zel l'shon. Reish chos v'zel l'shon. Check it out on your later on, your burial now. Hodim yim Rishalmi, kad mafrik b'reish shel tuma, chayim ishom dash, haynu ki rotze v'chulei. Oh man, the Vechula here. But he adds, Lasos behem Isura Acharina. When you do another Isur. Avaki wrote Selecha below Isur Acharehe, Shore the call from Lecha Miyad. Whoa. He didn't just say that we had until now Miyad versus the Achazman. He threw in something else, an Isur. What does that mean? Fizen Nira. Shachilik bein masha niska besuga b'shabas l'ksi shahavi malacha ubein masha huta liklof kasi kasi. That's the Beit Zayid Gimel. Who? The b'shabas marib k'si shah shakol seish hakol yachad v'tzorach achakach od malacha v'tikun k'dei shiroa l'achila zebe duma de dash. Rabosai, dash is not the ultimate. You have to do something else after the dash. V'kan marib k'olef lechol yalter. A whole new pshat. A whole new pshat. Wow. Ayin pirish rabbeinu chanan al shabbos ayin dalem and beis. Let's take a look. He tells you to look. You gotta look. Rach ayin dalet amen beis. I believe it's on the Maram Akomas too. Look, please. Turn to ayin dalet amen beis. A little typo. Instead of hatol main, it should be hatol chain. I guess you're supposed to figure that one out. I didn't notice it. My mistake. Okay, the Rach and the Maram Akomas over here. Okay. Where is it? Garcinon. Here. He told Beit Yud Gimel. Quotes the whole Sugas of Gemara. Kasi Kasi. Okay? Not reading everything. My time, he says, Melechas Machsheves Asra Torah. Vaila Melechas Machshevesi. To the end of the narrow lines in our print. Veloka Mechavim Memeloch Ela Lachila Bovad. What does that mean? Alechil levad. I cook. I also want alechil levad. And I cook on Shabbat. Alechil levad. Naimaisis. Naimaisis. It's the most kasha. But you can wash the bobayo. The most kasha. Nine dollars. I think the answer is what the Rach means, and that's what the footnote I believe is referring to. That ain isur dash unless you make another malacha afterwards. That's the Sefer Truma says. Let's go back to the Hagos Mordechai we came from. Hagos Mordechai and Perek Chavis. A little bit different. Let's see if we can find it. Rabosai, I'm not sure if I put this on the Makoros. Maybe if I did, it's my mistake. Let's go back to Hagos Mordechai. What was it, page before? Mem what? Mem vo?
You didn't have another Malacha afterwards, or another step?
Ah, very good. Excellent. Excellent, excellent, excellent. I don't know what's what. I think it's the same piece over here. He calls it it's called Chavis. It's really Peritolin. Let's see over here. Watch. Ah. So here, it's on, right here, the end of that paragraph in our print. For all that we shall me, can the Mephorek Bereish Chayim Hashem Dash, Hainu, Ki Rota the Kostra and Lassus Behem Isur, the same word we saw, I read to you before, the same for Truma. Aval ki rotz lechol achakach shor lekol from hochle miyad. It's his beferish. Okay. The only chayim alashen isur. Same for Truma says isur achmina. Now over here in the footnote over here, Lamed Hey, it says the only time you're chayim, Rabbi Osai, is if sorach achakach ol malocha V'tikun hishro l'achila. Tum l'dash. So tikun, apparently, according to what we saw, means what? Means one of the lamed tes malachas. However, on the bottom, if you see the Haggah, he changed it from Isur to Isah. Not, like, you know, not Aleph Yud Samach Vav Resh, but Ayin Yud Samach Hey. It's quite a change. You know, I mean, it sounds the same. He's explaining Yiddish, Noach with seven guys, and I make seven mistakes on the word Noach. Also, you know Yiddish a little bit. Whatever, maybe. So that's what, that. Then the word tikkun should be understood as a tikkun, even without a malacha. Could be. Any tikkun. That's your question there. Of course, to make an Isa, you need malachas. Right? You need Chayim Mishim Tochen, Chayim Mishim Lush. So even if Isa may require a malacha. Now, this is what the smack says. They refer to a smack as well. These are all Rishonim from the same school. This is the words of the smack. Quote: "Umehidi Rishami and less than liklof shum v'basal lechol lealter, the imayr bekolif laniach sherot zelasas murais lekach osuk moshe pirish rach." The Beis Yosef quotes it. But he left out five words. That's critical. What five words? Sherotzel lasas murais v'lachach osu. Oh, man. Those are the most important words. Quoted the Sefer Truma and what we just saw. The most important words. Those are the most important words. Why? I guess he learned that the smak is like the smag, right? They sound the same, right? Smak, smag, it sounds the same. Two different things completely, two different people. And the smag only mentioned the author, as he called the rach by borer. And lasas murais is lav dafka. But if it's dafka, we think it's dafka, like the Sefer HaTshuva, as a footnote lamed hey. Kamosha pirish rach, he means our rach. Not the rach, and ayin dalam, and alav, you learned in grade school, the three things about borer. No, it's this rach, nechaz makshemes. Wow. Which rach does he mean? Well, the real rach, please stand up. Now the rach, never use the word lealter. Never. Never. The rach didn't say lealter. Rabosai, the Gemara Beitza. I don't want to show Beitza now, we'll see it maybe on Sunday or Monday. But let's turn to the rach, who calls the Gemara Beitza. It's called cheating, right? We'll cheat. We'll look at the rach as he quotes from our base. He quotes it.
Are all these Rishonim against the svara that Eglit Talo saw yesterday about cutting the bridge for wine? Because he said that we need another step afterwards. That would be a reason to be matched by Dash. He was saying that.
Interesting. Okay. Opposite of Eglit Talo. Okay. Maybe.
Can't go with Eglit Talo. So they're talking about doing two steps of Dash.
Maybe. It's fine points. Take a look at when he quotes the Gemara Beitza. You give him Kasi, Kasi. And what's the case? What's the case? The Loka Machava, the Loka Alachil, the Mulvad. Didn't say a word about the altar. Wow! Rabbi, how quick can you read Kasi, Kasi? Put cups full. All the cups full for the altar use? Are you kidding me? Cups full? How many? A big crowd. Maybe like in certain houses, they have a big crowd. They have to have cupfuls and cupfuls where they have to all eat one meal. But the average person, I don't know if the Divisu, right, of Rav, or Rav Chia, they all had, it was like Beis Machlis, 100 people for every meal. Pashtus, I don't know. I can't say, it doesn't sound that way. So Pashtus is not the altar at all. It's not the altar. Never said the altar. Doesn't say the altar. Doesn't say. Never mention the word. Kasi Kasi is not Le'alter. Or Chashulchan says, Beferish, Shin Yotes of Chabez, can't be Le'alter. So what does Achila B'Levad mean? Like we saw in Lamed Hey, no Malacha Tikkun afterwards. And the smack lies on this rock, and the rock didn't say Le'alter. You don't need Le'alter. Sure. So peeling his head to Gama. Only us, if you're going to do peel it, and do a malacha afterwards, but peeling and eating afterwards is no problem whatsoever. That's how Gosh Morkes is the same thing. He's matman, he wrote to lechol achakach. He didn't say lialter, he said achakach. You know, when we learn borer, we conscious lialter with liachasman. He used the exact same phrase, which is the opposite. Achakach. Now he doesn't contrast it, but that's what it means. No more tikkun. If that's the case, what does that mean? If kolaf laniach means to make another iser, chayim hashem dash, sefer truma, not borer, it ain't no borer, because it's no taravis. I keep saying, it's dash. If it's laniach, the Magen Avraham said what he said, because the Beis Yosef and the Ramah left out the five words in the smack. So it had to be borer. Go to the altar. The Shem Chodesh is right. It's not dash either. If that's the case. If not dash either, you see that what? That it's not a dash, because there's no pressure. Otherwise, it would have been isur dash, even though it's the altar. So you see, he holds that dash, the altar, is also the Shem Chodesh. According to the Rishon, we say the smag and the gos mordechai and the sefer truma. You see, the isur is mishum dash. Adrabba, there's no isur bora bekiluf, not betaruvis. And then, is a head to the altar by Dosh from Tako Lechol the altar. That part of Eglital. That part of Eglital. And if you look at the Rach and Ayadal of an Aleph, also in the Mamma comes. What's Dosh? How do you define Dosh? What is it? Hadosh.
Rabbi, why is the Dosh the altar still relevant to this point? What the Eglital's point? If we're learning differently?
According to the truth, it's not relevant.
Okay.
According to those who don't know if it's true. I don't think nearly out. I don't think so. I do not think so. But there are others. Many people are against me. People are against me. I think they didn't have the full smack because the Beis Hillel left out five words. And we should have picked that from Gos Mordechai, right? That everyone did have. Everyone hold the Gemara like we had. But I guess it's not as clear. What's Hadash? Take a look. What is Hadash? Hadash, in our print, it's the fourth one, and I down it out. Befarek psolis and mechuberes be'ochel u'mechinosam lebrero kvarol bezrio be'akodo. Oh, you have to prepare without a malacha. It's in the rach. Our print it on the page. That's what I think. The ferish. That's the definition of malacha. And the smack relies on the rach. That's a very gewaltige svar. One minute. Schita. Why is schita? And now the schita kasha. We do with this gemara. We spent a whole day on it. Show the piece of the dikla. Chayim mishum mefarik. Gewalt.
Even within this, though, if the disha is leading to, like I said, the rach, it leads to the borer, the borer could be a brero for miyam. That could be
wrong. Could be. It's a malacha, but not isa malacha. That's a question. I don't know. I'm not sure. So it seems to me the only way out, back to the beginning, Chuvas of Rav Roman Arambam. Rav Roman Arambam says that toldos are different. He said it's toldos are different with respect to what? Shalom. We can do that karka. So maybe the rach holds. When is there a chi of dash only a mechava to do something else? That's by the yam. Told it might be different. Maybe. That's why sochet, and that's why meishu tumam and adekel b'chayev. I'm not that excited about this terek, because I wasn't that excited about the rambam in the first place. But I don't know a way out. If this truth is the truth, you have to reckon with the gemara. Gemaros, your gemara and my gemara. Yes, sir.
If this is the parrots, then could there be room to say that Keeling would also be Mepharic, the Tolda of Mepharic?
Maybe. I'm not sure. I never like to say never or for sure. Now, boss, if you give me the Archa Shulchan, please, it's right there. Yes, what's your question, Dad?
Is there a possibility that we'll still be up to meet here on Bunny, though?
Anything's possible. It's possible. Everyone likes to make me surim over here. Okay, well, great counselors to make you surim. Okay, Gavaldik. When they say, Asa, my children to Sasha, you make you surim and you get rich. That's the Yiddish expression. Okay, let's take a look in the Aruch HaShulchan Chof. Hoke Berush of the Rishali. Shalokeach harbe shumim, many. You have to bring more than one, Rav Meir. Many shumim. V'shochem biyachad. Either zeh noflim harashim mehem. V'rak haklipus shokol shumim misarvim hashumim u'bor mehem haklipus mei ha'ochel. Even though we saw before, you pointed out that the ochel from the psalas, he says faker. V'chein chayev al harashim mishum dash. Hanem mefarag she told it the dash. U'kshebor mei hashumim kol haklipus chayev mishum bor. My pshat. Aber mi she kolet kol shum levado. Ve chote charosh. Ve kolet va klipa. Kmo she osim be pizolim. Like I do my onions. Well, many of us are more familiar with onions than with garlic. Okay. Ein mezeh lo disha ve lo brera. We love the Aruch HaShulchan. He defends Klal Yisrael. Not disha, not brera. Kmo she ono osim. Maisim bechol Shabbos. Shekolfin b'tzolim v'shumim echad echad k'mo she'ochlim egozim v'shkedim she'b'chol egoz zorkim ha'kliba z'ederach ha'kilos.
Wow,
Kavaldik. He goes further than that. It's Simcha Beis derech b'nos Yisrael at the end she'matminim yesh manichim al sud ha'shlishis yeh kolfin k'amasamim v'shumim u'bal mishne brura hiri shal zeh. And they were contemporaries, see. The Aruch HaShulchan passed away, I believe, 27 years before the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim lived a very, very long life. The Aruch HaShulchan also lived, but, you know, Chaim was, who knows, 100 was a man. And he wrote Shabbos first, I think. Am I correct? Is Shulchan Shabbos the first of the Mishnah Berurahs that was written? You do the history, I think so. I don't know if it went in order. So it was already printed when Yerucha Shulchan printed this. Here is Shalayim! L'chach yatzanu l'lamet z'chus t'kedin avdi. This is the Yerucha Shulchan vintage. L'lamet z'chus, it's not Disha, it's not Breira, it's Gevaldik, Heter Gomer. Where is this Hirish? Bir alocha shin yutes tifdalet chayav. Let's take a look. Let's see the Rash. The Rash Godol of the Mishnah Berurah. Oz b'kol Rash Godol. Adi b'chozik mashmiyim kol. Take a look. Come and open up your Mishnah Berurah, please. He says he was marish aleim. Shin yutes. Sivdala de Masl Chayav. Watch this. Yesh nechshola v'aydezeh. Oy gewalt. With the Aleph, it's the fifth line. Shadak l'likol shuvah b'tzolah l'chotla v'akda. No. Kiluf, shulach azman. Chayav ha-shemoyitim b'shalmi. Hu v'beis yoysim sol v'sim shachavav. The Rambam quoted there. Gewalt, here is shalem, the Chayav. The truth is, Rabbi Osai, I got to tell you one thing. You know what the bigger Malamet's chus? The Bialoch himself. I'm not sure the Yerucha either didn't see that or thought he should have referenced it here. Turn to the end of Shin Chafal and Bialoch. Turn. Shin Chafal at the end. There's another Bialoch. The Ramasal Liklov. A very long one. Okay, the Yushalmi B'lachas Barim. Adi Ramas is also Liklov. No, it's Chayav. Lavdak, also means chayef, also means rabban, means chayef. Okay, we don't distinguish in Shulchan Aruch, so we don't give skill anywhere. Inami, through the rot, for Shmina, the laf, the afilach, the shari. So the concept of shari is also not chayef. Well, the choyesh, the daktek, the cave, and everyone in the first wide line of page, kufnun alf and base, and the end of Shin Chafal. Cave, and the call it bechlav borehu, litzer afilu lechol li alter, the misha call it tapuchim, vishumim, vitzolim, not lapsos, vomenecha ochel. You can't do that. He said, "Yes, to be an acher." Shachalas bekach. It's not called solving the chokel. Fine, we'll get to that when we discuss bor at some level. Mama Mordechai. Fine. Ein lachshal divrei shonim the truma the smag the Mordechai. Shetiku divrei shalmi and now the call of chayim shem bor la alocha. Beitzu yud gimel amet beis. Rab mekaf le divrei kasi kasi. Salom istab al chag ben klipas or the klipas shumim ubitzalim. Same thing. Yeshlama. The Shamar Badat Alechol the altar. What? Kasi the altar. Hard to believe. The Rama left the Yerushalmi out. How can it be? Lule Divrei Kosher Shulah Rishonin. He knew the Asha Divrei Shalom Badat Alechol notes. The Melech of Asher Amish Shmita. Who? Pet. Madisa, the Gemara Hanal in Beitz, I hope you saw it by now. Ha Makalev Saorin, Makalev Achas V'yokel, as Achilas Rapat V'yemeiser. Vim kilev nasol yado chayav, vim is meiser. Or Rabbi Lazar ben Shmuel the Shabbos, eini. Rabbi Kafli the Bisul kasi. Akitma the Rabbi Lazar seifenma. Vol b'lias shalchitim ben apecha yada yad v'ocha v'chule. Maskel the Rabbi Abba Mamel reishol the meiser in the Shabbos. Lo, mika midi. Matar shem maskana shiaso. Kemod the Mamel arayim b'tor beis apot the Mishum lechaz machshev as the Torah. Lechaz umnus. Hochanam el inyan kolev. The Saka died of the Gemara, became Shri the Rabbi by Mamel, the Kolev would become a Locha to one in the Meissen, Ubavare in the Chalad of Yizeh ben the Alto ben Lechazman. For Nuchalomar, the Zehu Dasa Rishalmi, the Rishalmi is like the Havamin and Beitzi Yud Gimel Beitz, her Tamish and Borir, Loka de Rei Rashi, Dumishim Dosh. I entice the Shem. I will if you must go to the Babli, the Kolev put the Mishim Lechazmach Shem as Asra Torah, Lo Havi al Zeh Shem Alocha Klal, Afi Vedad Lechazman. Do me the marvel, I remember the bias, the pot of the Chogan, the Mitam Zer. The Chem, the Chomok, the Yisrael, the Shas, pot of the Shemek, the Machshavis, Vare, the Chogan, the pot of the Melocha Klal. The Yenein, the Yenein, Kolev. Uva Alma, Barab, the Melocha Shaini, the Mikum, the Machshavis. Cain, Leah, said it, Lule, Divi, Arishonim, Rebbeinu, Shalom, he didn't have a rach. The rach said exactly this. It's not Melechus Machshavis. So that the Heilig of Baruch is Melavet Schus on the Shei Yisrael the same as Yerucha Shulah. It's not Dosh, it's not Borer. Meiridik. 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 The Aruch HaShulchan says, that's what the Rambam means. Now that's the way you're a little pushing it. Aruch HaShulchan says, the Rambam never meant to answer anything. That's what he said. I mean, we do what he says. Where is it? Somewhere in there, he says, the gam kavanas rabbeinu ramokin shemurovin yachad alfal pishal kosel mefurish kein yelokon l'shach v'zeh breirut. I have to be an honest broker here. I love the Aruch HaShulchan. I love everything he says, but that's what the Rambam meant? If that's what he meant, you have to give an essay, a lesson in writing. What did Rambam say? The Mechaber says, also liklav shuma b'tzon l'kshov v'neach abalef l'al d'shari. Rambam says, where Rambam? What is the Rambam? Sorry, this is a Rambam. Oh, I forgot. I'm used to Rambam in Rashi script. In this, I misspoke before. So that's a Rambam. It's just smaller than the Mechaber. Also liklav shuma b'tzon l'kshov v'neach. What he means is, you can't pull the peels out of the garlic. What? That's what he means? I hope he means that. But you know, if that's what he really means, not every prayer, wish, and hope is really true. But that's Aruch HaShulchan says so. The Adam Gadol said so. The Shvitzis HaShabbos, he's more of a realist, you know? I mean, where'd he go? Where'd he go? He's somewhere here. Can I put him down? Okay. Let's take a look. The Shvitzis HaShabbos in Borer, Sivkot and Mem Vav. What does he say? A long, long, long thing. He says, yeah. He goes to a whole discussion about these things. He quotes the Ramah. He says, V'nitchak loma. I assume he's quoting the Aruch HaShulchan. V'nitchak loma, ki gam kavanas ha-reposim Ramah okein. Zekarbe d'lecha miyad mutter. And all the raw ochel v'lechel or afil little apsos mutter, according to one opinion, haroa yira she'ain zos v'mashmos the reim klal shem zos ha'isak kavanos v'mach gidish kin shulano the lalta mutter. Otherwise, after yadana the mutter liver liachel lalta. And Aruch HaShulchan said you can't take a pshuto because it's against the gemara beitz yud gimel amud beis. Yeah, chayodim es kasha and letal. Yeah. Yeah, maybe he means the dosh is not a borer. Why? Shadayin a klipos muravin. That's what Eglital says, and therefore the dosh is not a borer because it's mechuba muruf. So he gets out of the samarada. I think he says talking about lealta, but that's pashpah is not lealta, really. Really, it's really pashpah not lealta. So. I concede. I try to tell you the truth. My opinion. The Aruch HaShulchan is right. The Gemara, the Halacha is right. You get the end. But that the Rambam meant it, I don't think that's right. I'm just trying to say what I think. But of course, you don't have to think that I'm right. I just said three things. I could be wrong on all three. Well, I could be right on all three. I could be right on some, wrong on others. I'm just giving you what I think. So we have the many limudei schus, right? There's no a malacha afterwards, right? Maybe the Rambam only meant to ask them. There's a malacha afterwards, right? So either go against the Rambam. That I'm willing to possibly accept. And it's a dochak, he didn't say it. Rambam says, Osu liklov shlumim v'som k'sharolof laniach alech l'al t'shari. Maybe the dochak he meant what we saw in the Hagos Mordechai. Lata means not to eat it right away, means without another malach intervening. It's a big dochak. But what the Aruch HaShulchan said, I think, is the pasuk. He meant that he's pulling the peels out. Yeah?
According to Rabbi Nathan, even it's beyond the Aruch HaShulchan's, I think that was the Iglitals out there, even like peanuts which are shells in the fields or before the table should be with there.
Because there's nothing else afterwards.
Right?
Right? That's right.
What if you're going to cut up the vegetable, cut up the garlic,
I don't know. What about using a peeler? So the Pasha Pshat, Rabbosai, the Egletal said by Dosh, even a special instrument for nutcracker is mutter, Mishnah Kuchabez and dates. But as we know, when it comes to bro, we'll get to it. Napa Kvaras is a Chiyav Chatas. That may not be a possible Nafkamina. Okay? Egletal is bothered by the Mishnah in Kuchabez, referring to a case, Eno Mafrid ben Priya Egos Vaklipa Beshasha Potea Bekurns. What that means is, it's talking about a walnut. A walnut, after you crack the walnut, is still, you know, kind of junk mixed in with the edible part. What about a hazelnut? What about a peanut? You mean to tell me you can't crack those with a, on Shabbos? That's what, what emerges from that egg letal. It's Boris of Cotton Yud. I find that very unconvincing. People, almonds, the head of the Shkedim. The head of the Shkedim. You can't crack an almond with a nutcracker. Who's ever cracked an almond with a nutcracker on Shabbos? Raise your hand. Only two of us. We have no one else to scribe skila with us. You know why? Because now you're buying, we're mufun akim. We buy our almonds already peeled from before. That's exactly the problem. The majority now peeled from before. We'll get to that, right? You saw all our rikas about that. When I grew up, the old Altaheim, we weren't some mufunak. We had to take it and do it ourselves. Anyway, Pashup Shab says there's no Yisur at all. Against the Magen Avraham, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa has a kasha. He says, how can you do it? It's Kilah freely out there. It's Psalms Mitoch Ochel. So the Aruch HaShulchan said, excuse me, the Be'al Lacha said, Yevshar Min Yenachir. So he asks, Yevshar? He was always Yevshar. The answer is, I'll get to it later, he actually is lav dafka. So derech, the second phrase is more important. For derech achilasa bekach. Peel a banana. Rabbah said, they serve bananas at shalashunas. Who peeled a banana at shalashunas last week? Raise your hand. Oh, now we got a bunch of guys in there with this skila business. But they have to get out of this. Huh? What do you mean, Yom Shemachan? Take a knife, cut the banana in half, and then take a spoon and pull it out. Let me have Shemachan. It's a big deal. He actually is lav dafka, Rabbah said. Lav daf. Fine. But then, the Shmir Shabbos asks, what kind of tarubis? There ain't no tarubis. What does he say? Kevin the Mechuberis Tvei Choshe Me'ura. With that whole Chazanish, with the El Meshulash, tarubis Mechuberis Mago. I don't know. I have a different child. Rabosai, when you peel, you're allowed to peel on Shabbos, as Beferish. You like, right? A lot of peel. An apple, a lot of peel. Tapuchim. Who's peeled an apple with his hands in the last 20 years? Use a knife, right? Look, a knife is a kli. You can't use a kli for bor. Checkmate. Right? Bor have to use your hands. Shmir Shabbat has the kash. A new yisod he has from Shlomo Zalman. Whenever a kli is used for only for immediate use, it's not called a kli. Kli is not a kvar, a sifter. Or even a kton, a tank, we get that as some kind of gizmo, a funnel. Use for immediate use, it's not called a kli. Obviously, it doesn't mean immediate use only. People use knives for non-immediate use also. It means primarily it's assumed. If that's the case, Rabbi, I'll say, for this very reason, I want to say a chiddush, it's mutter to use a peeler. I grew up, my mother used a peeler to peel the two things, carrots and cucumbers. I'm asking a show of hands. Who had ever seen in the house a holy Jewish woman on Shabbos morning before they want to have some salad, take a peeler and peel either carrots or cucumbers? If you've seen it, raise your hand. The problem is, all your mothers are trained in the Beis Yaakov today. They ask everything based on the English books. Well, the English books after it. When I was Methodist, I believe I said this shiur in my shul in the late 70s or early 80s. When I was a reform rabbi, like with the soap pairs. So I sent somebody from my shul to ask Rabbi Moshe. the answer of Moshe, because the Shabbos HaGadol is Russia. That pays the answer of Moshe. But Moshe, it's mutter to use a peeler. But no one believed me. It was only an oral transmission. Till it came out the book, The Shabbos Kitchen. I have it here. I brought it for this reason. The Shabbos Kitchen. The Shabbos Kitchen, Perek Zion, footnote 45. Quotes of Moshe's son, I believe of Reuven, that Moshe says mutter to use a peeler. Now it's already believed, it's in print. The real reason, I think, is there's no reason in the first place. It's not Dosh, it's not Boris. Use a peeler. Use a peeler to wave my hand to lead the Zemiris this year. Give me a peeler. So it's not Dosh, it's not Boris. It's like leading Zemiris. We'll say we are out of time. We'll have to continue this, Mr. Shabbat. Sun this year is 9 o'clock sharp, and by 10, the visiting day begins. Yeah.